This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
3:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday afternoon. I was chatting with a friend just a moment ago. I said, hey, happy Wednesday. It's only Tuesday. And they're right, it is Tuesday. We've got what could be the only face-to-face debate between former President Donald Trump and our current Vice President Kamala Harris. That's this evening. I think it's going to be fascinating. And there are any number of questions that probably should be asked. Whether they will be asked or not remains the question. Our good friend Bill O'Reilly is going to be with us just about a half hour from now. O'Reilly has a brand new book out, Confronting the Presidents. And make no mistake, Mr. O'Reilly knows exactly which question should be asked. And I got a sneaking suspicion Mr. O'Reilly also has a list of questions that he knows are not going to be asked. So we'll chat with Bill O'Reilly just about a half hour from now. I do want to let you know tomorrow, September the 11th, it is the 23rd anniversary of the horrific terrorist attacks of September the 11th, 2001. And we will have a special program tomorrow because it's going to be the day after the debates. You and I will obviously have to talk about it. We'll analyze it. We'll discuss it. But we also, I believe, to my core, have an obligation to continue to observe and educate and inform people about what happened 23 years ago on 9/11. And we've got some special people who are joining us. Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard will be with us. Carl, as a member of the United States Coast Guard, was deployed immediately to Ground Zero. And he has some unbelievable insight that he is going to share with us tomorrow. Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, also was sent to Ground Zero. And so he will be with us. Congresswoman Elise Stefanik is going to be with us. And we'll talk a little bit about September the 11th with her, but also get her analysis of the debate. So the question becomes, what exactly are we going to hear tonight? And how is it going to be conducted? Let me give you a couple of pieces of information you may or may not know. The Kamala Harris campaign has now actually put up a page on issues. It's only 50 some odd days since she was handed the nomination. 50 days. And you would think that in the 50 days or thereabouts, somebody on her staff would have said, hey, maybe instead of this piece of information here about how much you love nacho cheese Doritos, maybe we should put something up about, I don't know, economics or how Americans are trying to pay their bills or any one of a number of other issues that are actual issues as opposed to snack foods. Well, yesterday was apparently the day. Late in the day, they put up some positions, some views, some ideas on real, honest-to-goodness issues. Now, here's the problem. They didn't bother to scrub some of the information. So when you go there, you're met with the fact that it was copied and pasted. Copied from the Joe Biden presidential campaign site and then pasted into the Kamala Harris presidential campaign site. So each and every time the not ready for primetime vice president stands up there and talks about how she's going to do things differently and things are going to be different and she's got different ideas, that ought to be something that comes up in conversation. You would expect, of course, were there an actual journalist or reporter who was going to be present, that they would mention something. But given that it's ABC television news and the network news at ABC could not possibly be further left if they tried, David Muir, who is their chief news reader in the evening, there was a little breakdown done of the reports. 100% of the stories on the ABC television network news, the evening news, 100% of the reports on Kamala Harris have been positive. 93% of the reports on Donald Trump have been negative. Any questions? Anyone at all? Please raise your hand if you're not driving. Just let us know. Do you see something there that might be, problematic, worthy of discussion? Something that should cause someone somewhere to scratch their head and say, huh, just like on Sesame Street, one of these things is not like the other. But I don't think it's going to happen, except for right here, as I'm sharing that with you. But now you know. In addition to all of that, I have a sneaking suspicion that the ABC television network news people will do everything possible to tank Donald Trump's campaign. I think that's going to be their mission this evening. Somehow, some way, they have to do some heavy lifting and keep the vice president looking like she really is a candidate for president, that she's a viable candidate, that she's standing there because she legitimately, honestly, should be. That's a heavy lift. I got news for you. That's not easy to do. And the flip side of what the ABC hacks have to do is torpedo and kneecap and shiv Donald Trump at every turn of the road. Now, that one I know they'll jump into. That one I know they're excited about. But I'm not sure if even they are prepared to try and prop up the vice president. And take a look at what's coming from the Harris-Walz campaign. All sorts of notes and emails and statements talking about how Kamala Harris is at a disadvantage in this debate. Take a look, in fact, at the water carriers in the legacy news media ranks who are reminding you. Donald Trump has participated in more presidential debates than anyone else in history. And they're going to point out that Kamala Harris has never actually participated in any presidential debate. She was in a debate back in, 2020, right? When she was seeking the nomination. Now, you remember she dropped out before a single vote was ever cast. There wasn't a primary, there wasn't a caucus, because she knew she was going to lose. But in addition to that, once again, the books had been cooked by the Democrats to make sure that Joe Biden got the nod, and they cut a deal. All right, look, you stop telling the truth, and we'll make you the vice president. And she said, sure, that sounds good to me, because it's not like I'm going to win this nomination on my own. So they did it. So she participated in that debate. She had one debate with Mike Pence, right? So those would be the two high-level debates she's ever participated in. I have no idea whether she participated in a debate for the Senate seat from California or if she was ever in a debate for the district attorney's race in San Francisco. But the two high-level ones again, are those. And so a lot is being made already. They're trying their best to tamp down expectations, lower expectations. She's not going to do very well, and so therefore, whatever she does is going to be a victory. That's how they will paint it and twist it and present it. It's going to be fascinating. I mean, what can I say? It is going to be fascinating. And it kicks off at 9 o'clock this evening, 9 until 11. No notes. They will be standing. President Trump won a coin toss, and so he then had the choice. He could decide that he would give his closing argument last, or he could pick which podium he wanted. Well, he's a smart guy. He wants the last message you get to be from him. He doesn't care which side of the stage he's standing on, because he's just absolutely going to dominate that stage wherever he is. So he said, I'll take the final statement. I'll take the last and final closing statement. And that means that the vice president, Kamala Harris, got to choose her favorite podium. And I know I read it somewhere. Germ, did you make a note of it? I made a note of it. Now I forgot already. I don't know. She'll be on the left or the right. Who cares? What difference does it make? She could be floating in midair, and it's not going to make a difference. Because as far as the hacks are concerned, she's already the winner. And all they have to do is trip him up. And they're going to try to do that. I'll remind you that Bill O'Reilly is going to be with us in a couple of moments, confronting the presidents. Boy, I would love to have O'Reilly as the moderator of any of these presidential debates, because he asks tough questions. And it doesn't matter to Bill O'Reilly whether you've got an R or a D or an A or a B next year. It doesn't matter. He will ask you the tough questions. He does a great job. But he'll be with us at 3:33. And then at 5:33, an old friend, Chris Ruddy. Chris is the CEO of Newsmax. And I was just on Newsmax the other day. Great operation. I'll tell you what Chris has been able to do with Newsmax through the years. It started as a newsletter. And I have been a loyal Newsmax subscriber since day one. And he's taken the company public. He'll give us a few details at 5:33. You know what's coming up on October the 16th, do you not? You don't? Well, Politics and Pints. Yes, our incredible adventure into the world of insane political discussions and beer. So it's happening once again. It's a Wednesday evening down there at the Beacon Theater in Hopewell. We get together. We have a great time. We talk about all of the issues of the day. This is going to be right before Election Day. Believe me when I tell you, it's going to be hot and heavy. It's going to be a lot of really animated discussions. What happens? It's me. It's John Reed. Gary Hess is our great master of ceremonies / referee. Brian Kilmeade is coming back for this one. He was at the last one. He'll be at this one as well. Oh, and Dana Lash is coming to town to attend it as well. Oh, and Howard Gutman. So, I mean, it's like 5 out of 6. What are you going to do? The tickets are going to sell out. We're already getting pretty close to a sellout. You know, I lecture you every time. Because every time you say, well, I'll buy the tickets at the door. And then we correct you. Especially me. We don't sell tickets at the door. Well, I'll wait till you give away some tickets on the air as prizes. We don't give away tickets on the air as prizes. So you've got to buy your tickets online. And the only way to do it, I would go right now before they're all gone. Go to WRVA.com, WRVA.com. 316, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 321, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, don't you dare forget. You got to reach out to us in the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. You shoot us a text. I'll take a look at it. Some of the texts are going to be shared, and some of them, well, you know who you are. All right, I've got to get to. A quick text here comes in from 757 on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. Jeff, I am so tired of every police situation being made into a racial incident. Then people who have never made a single traffic stop or answered a single call for service want to weigh in. Yeah, this is all about that Tyreek Hill thing from Miami. Did you watch the video? Are we aware of how fast Mr. Hill was traveling? Are we aware of how many people Tyreek Hill subjected to dangerous circumstances? What I've seen, I thought, well, okay, it's a car stop. You're driving like a crazy person, and you get pulled over. And then the first thing you want to do is tell people that it is about your race. I don't think it is. Could anybody tell what your race was inside that car? Did you see how heavily tinted the windows were? I'm just saying. 804 says, Jeff, good afternoon. In reference to the debate, I will bet the farm that Donald Trump will get screwed. In reference to Tyreek Hill being pulled over, it is definitely being overblown. Tyreek Hill was wrong, and he's the one that escalated the situation. That is Tobias J. in the 804. Another quick text coming in on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. Another 757 says, Jeff, if this is the only presidential debate tonight, look for the biased so-called moderators to go all out in their barely veiled prejudice against President Trump. Absolutely. Absolutely. It is, we're told, perhaps the only debate. I mean, it's really crazy now. You know, it's absolutely bat crap crazy. So we have someone who is, well, at this point, the accidental nominee. And then we are trying to figure out, will this be the only debate? Remember, President Trump said he'd like to do as many debates as possible. He was willing to do a debate every week. And it was the Biden team, which is now the Harris team, that said, oh, no. We're going to have a limited number of debates. That's it. So President Trump said, okay, well, I'm in for the ABC one. Let's do that one. And then the Harris team wanted to change the rules. Interestingly, it wasn't President Trump who was looking to change the rules. President Trump has said from the beginning, hey, whatever the rules are, I'm there. I don't care. You want the mics turned on during everybody's questions? You want them turned off? That's fine. You want to stand? You want to sit? You want to have notes? You don't want to have notes? You want to spin around and do the hokey pokey? Whatever you want.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
I'm in. It was the Biden team and now the Harris team that said, no, we're not doing that. So it will be interesting. This could very well be the only head-to-head, face-to-face debate between President Trump and Vice President Harris. You are not going to want to miss this. What questions should be asked? Well, Bill O'Reilly has the answers to that. He'll join us at 3:33. It is 3:27, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:34, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday. Yes, yes, it is. It is Tuesday, and this evening we have what could be the only debate between former President Trump and Vice President Harris. President Trump had invited the Vice President to join him on Fox News, and debate him, but she said, oh, no, I will not be part of that. So the other night, President Trump sat down with Sean Hannity and did essentially a one-on-one and a kind of a town hall just with the president. So tonight may be it. We don't know that there'll be any follow-ups, and we have to wonder what will be asked, how it's going to be asked, and which side is truly the one ready to go. Now, you know, there are a whole slew of very difficult questions that would be asked if Bill O'Reilly were one of the moderators. But he's not. Fortunately, however, for us, he's with us. We want to get his insight on that and also confronting the presidents. Mr. O'Reilly, welcome, sir.
Jeff, how you doing, man?
I am doing great. It is so wonderful to have you back. It has been far, far too long.
Well, I appreciate you having me in. Big book released today, as you just mentioned, confronting the president, shooting up the Amazon list. So we're happy to chat about the debate tonight.
Yeah, I want to just jump into the book first, because the debate's going to be there, and I know you've got a whole slew of questions that ought to be asked, but tell me a little bit about confronting the presidents. We're all used to your killing series. Obviously, killing the presidents is not going to be an appropriate title, so it becomes confront the presidents. What is really going to be discerned from all of these close examinations?
Well, the subtitle is No Spin Assessments from Washington to Biden. So we take each man, 45 of them, and we present who they really were or are, in the case of those living, mm-hmm. to the reader. And then you decide whether they were good or bad for the country. But the kicker on the book is you will read things that you don't know and never even imagined. Like George Washington's mother didn't like him, and they were in a big feud. He didn't even go to her funeral. John Quincy Adams every morning got up and trotted over to the Potomac River and jumped in the water naked in front of everybody. And, you know, we have some fun with the book, but it's relevant to today. About how people conducted themselves, how they achieved power, what they did with that power. And I think that anybody reading it will get a pretty good view of the country in which they live.
Wow. Bill O'Reilly is joining us. BillO'Reilly.com, of course, is where you go for the no-spin news. You get all of the books. The latest one is called Confronting the Presidents. Bill, these pieces of information that you have uncovered, were they intentionally covered up in the past, or were they just kind of pushed aside to be left to their own?
Well, what happens is when you go to school, they don't even teach history much anymore.
Yeah.
But when I was back in the Stone Age, they mythologized the presidents. Yeah. That, you know, if you were president, you automatically had to be this special person who did miraculous things. Well, that's not true. And we all know that now.
Right.
But some of the things that happened were ignored by historians, and they didn't really zero in on who these people actually were. Give you a good example of what's relevant for today. So Kamala Harris's campaign is one of evasion. And even if you're going to vote for her, even if you like her, mm-hmm. you can't say that's not true.
Right.
She's evading, yep. Answering any questions, doing any press conferences, that kind of thing. Well, Warren Harding in 1920 got elected in the same way. Harding didn't even campaign. But Americans are so fed up with Woodrow Wilson and the Democrats after 8 years in World War One, they would have voted for a chimpanzee if that's who the Republicans chose to run. The chimp would have won. And Harding didn't even want to be president. So he kind of sat on his porch out in Marion, Ohio, and if you stroll by and ask him a question, he might answer it, he might not. And he won in a landslide. Well, the Harris campaign is basically mimicking what Warren Harding did. Yeah. Nobody knows who Kamala Harris is. Her belief system in the past has been exposed, but now she repudiates much of it. And so we're left saying, well, really, who is this woman and how is she going to govern? Now, Harding turned out to be a disaster.
Right.
One of the most corrupt, incompetent presidents of all time. And I'm hoping that doesn't happen this time around. because Joe Biden certainly has been a disaster as a president. And he did the same thing. He didn't campaign very much, stayed in his room, and the press got him elected.
Now, let's talk about the press for a second, Bill. So if you are back in the day of Warren G. Harding, you have a very different press establishment, different way that news is delivered. Now we've got a million different ways that people are supposed to be delivering information. We've got social media. Everybody has declared themselves to be a reporter, a journalist, an influencer, whatever it is. It would seem to me it'd be a lot more difficult to get the gang today to go along with hiding a presidential candidate's real thoughts than then. But boy, the silence from the legacy news media right about now is deafening.
Sure. When Warren Harding ran for president, his mistress, remember he was married to Florence.
Yep.
But his mistress gave birth during the campaign. And nobody reported it. Nobody knew. Now, today, you have a different situation because the media is divided into the corporations that you see on television that run the Associated Press and the big urban newspapers. And then you have the internet people. But those folks in cyberspace, they don't have the resources to do much. They can't do original reporting. You know, once in a while, political will do something, but it's rare.
Yeah.
They just don't have the money and the access to do it. So that's all analysis or, you know, rooting for one or the other. The corporate media has decided it's much easier to make money if you speak to the choir.
Yeah.
So therefore, the news agencies target a bunch of people they feel will watch their presentation. Let me give you an example. So when I go out on a media tour, I'm doing you because you're a friend and we've known each other for a while.
Yep.
And I do our 300 radio stations across the country to carry the No Spin News and my analysis.
Right.
Well, if I want to do CBS Morning News with Jane Pauley, they won't put me on. And not only will they not put me on, they won't put anyone on who's ever said a con word about Donald Trump.
Wow.
Ever.
Wow.
So late night TV, the three comedians,
mm-hmm.
never will you see anybody in a traditional sense. They don't get access. So what that corporate media has done is not only roots for the liberal candidate, but it blacks out all opposition. Therefore, we have millions of voters who just don't know anything. And they just pick up dribs and drabs.
Yeah.
And that's dangerous to the Republic. Because Kamala Harris could very well win in November. Unless Trump is able to define her to some extent tonight, she may win. And people are not going to know anything about this woman. I do, because I've researched and done the diligence to go back and find out
right.
what she believes and why she believes it. And she is the most radical progressive left candidate in American history by far.
Well, Bill, let me ask you to weigh in first on the difference between, as an example, the No Spin News and the legacy news media, the corporate folks, and then help us flesh out exactly who the vice president is. When you set up BillO'Reilly.com, you stood up the No Spin News. There were a lot of people who said, oh, come on, it's one guy, it's on the internet. Now, they underestimated exactly who Bill O'Reilly is. They didn't really fully understand your commitment to this. You've become like the lone guy in the woods standing against the corporate media, but are you doing okay with the operation? Are you able to take care of your staffers?
We make millions and millions of dollars.
Great.
We are the most successful independent news agency in the world. And the reason is YouTube.
Mm.
YouTube has now allowed us to go worldwide. We have far more viewers and listeners than I did when I did the O'Reilly Factor on Fox. Wow. Far more. And the numbers are staggering. There was an article in Talkers Magazine, which is the Bible of the radio news industry,
yep.
That gave our numbers this summer. We're talking about 50 million people tuning into the No Spin News and my commentary. It's insane. I mean, the reason is because we are different.
Yeah.
And we don't root. I make my preferences known.
Sure.
I mean, certainly I'm not going to vote for Kamala Harris because I believe that her philosophy, and I can back it up with facts all day long, it damaged the folks. Damaged the country. It's not ideological. It's functionary.
Yes.
And, you know, Donald Trump makes a huge mistake when he doesn't run on that. When he runs on emotion and calls her names and discusses skin color, that's all ridiculous.
Right.
You know, it's about this woman's vision. But we are, I was fortunate enough, I took people from Fox with me when I left 7.5 years ago. Mm-hmm. We set up this organization. We had good money backing us, so we're able to do it. And now it's just through the roof.
Well, that's encouraging, and it's inspiring. And you mentioned talkers. In fact, I'm going to let everybody know we've had Michael Harrison on this program so many times. Michael and I have known each other for 30-some-odd years. You are Michael's guest this week on his podcast. I'm going to share a link to that as well, because you get into even more discussion there with Michael.
Sure, and he was kind enough to print the data that came in. You'll never see that in the New York Times or the Washington Post or even the Richmond Dispatch. You're not going to see it.
That's right.
Because the corporations, I'm a big threat to them. And that's fine. So, you know, when we put out a book a year, and I am, in addition to being successful on radio and television, the most successful nonfiction author in the world.
Yeah.
So our reach is immense. But what I try to do is I try to make all of the things that we do accessible to people. Here's what we believe. Here's what Abraham Lincoln was really like. Mm-hmm. Here's what John F. Kennedy did well. Here's what he did poorly. And that is why our books are so successful. Confronting the President is going to be a massive bestseller. They're shipping out 500,000 copies today.
Jeez.
Jeff, I mean, 500,000 copies today in the publishing industry, it's unheard of.
Absolutely. And how thrilled are you going to be just a little bit later today or tomorrow? You're going to sit back and you're going to watch as the New York Times is forced to acknowledge it's the top selling book, the best selling book in the world.
Well, I've had to do it 18 times, so that's kind of worn off a little bit. You know, and I'm not in it for glory. I'm in it, you know, today is a tremendously important day in American history because of this debate tonight.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be on News Nation before and after.
Yep.
I'm on our flagship WABC radio in New York. I mean, my voice is hurt.
Absolutely.
But this debate tonight could very well define the election. There's not a lot of wiggle room for either candidate. The pressure is on Kamala Harris, but the wild card is, will the moderators at ABC, Muir and Davis, will they push her? In the follow-up, she's going to come in with rehearsed answers.
Right.
Are you going to try to shake her out of that?
Yeah.
And if they don't, then she'll just waltz in and waltz out with the same old stuff. Oh, we need a new direction. Well, why do you need a new direction, Madam Vice President? You said Biden was the greatest president in the world. Why do you need a new direction? Why? I mean, I'm a simple man, Jeff. You know that?
I do.
Good question. Now, if he's so great, why do we need a whole new different thing?
Exactly. Bill O'Reilly is joining us. BillO'Reilly.com is, of course, the website. If you're not signed up, following Bill, reading Bill, watching the No Spin News, you are really, really, really behind. The brand new book is called Confronting the President. It drops today, 500,000 copies. So, Bill, we know you are going to be on News Nation before and after, as you say. You know the questions that should be asked, and you just asked, will Muir and Davis actually answer the follow-up questions? I know you don't do predictions, but hey, will Muir and Davis do the follow-up questions?
Well, what's interesting is, in the first debate where Biden self-destructed, the CNN chief, Thompson, told Tapper and Bash, the two moderators, you better not tilt the coverage or the questioning. You better play it down the middle.
Mm.
And they did because they were afraid of being fired.
Okay.
Iger, who runs Disney, which owns ABC News, I think has done the same thing as what I'm hearing.
Wow.
But that doesn't mean that Muir and Davis are going to ask follow-up questions. And that's the key to all interviews. Because Kamala is going to come in, and Trump will too to some extent, with rehearsed answers.
Sure.
Stuff that they've been prepping for.
Right.
So you expect that. But then when Harris, according to websites, blames Trump for the open border, there's a million ways you can go in and say that doesn't really make sense, madam. In the last year of Trump administration, there were 830 encounters
Right.
In the last year of Biden, this year, there have been five times that.
Yep.
How do you explain that?
That's right.
That's the follow-up to cut through the propaganda. Now, do I believe that Mueller and Lindsey Davis were skilled enough to do that? No, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't believe they are.
Yeah.
I hope I'm wrong.
What about President Trump? I mean, I know the mics are going to be muted, so he can't jump in there right away, but every one of these...
That's a good thing.
Right?
That's a good thing that he's muted. I don't know. Nobody knows what Trump's going to do. I don't think Trump knows.
Right.
He doesn't operate that way.
Yeah.
He goes in and he's spontaneous. He lives, the cliche, he lives in the moment, but it's
mm-hmm.
true.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Harris will try to bait him into saying something provocative and foolish.
Right.
I don't think that Trump's going to fall for that.
Okay.
He didn't with Biden.
Yeah.
I think he knows that that's what they're going to try to do. So he'd be cautious. But it's Trump's, what he has the opportunity to do tonight is to define the vice president. Okay. So look, let's cut through all the bull.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He can't ask her a question, but he can say, and I'm a little perplexed that when I left office, inflation was 1.4%, and in 1 year it was 9%.
Right.
Hey, Jeff and Lindsay, do you think you could ask my opponent that question? That's what I would do.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, you've known Donald Trump for a long, long time. And as you say, he lives in the moment. But one of the things that comes through, I've only had the opportunity to chat with him a couple of times, meet him in person one time. What struck me, Bill, was that not only was he gracious and funny and personable, but man, he knew the issues, right? He gets this thing, oh, he's not that smart. He doesn't know this or that. He knows what he is talking about, and sometimes seems to be the delivery that might be off.
He just exaggerates too much. He gets caught up in the... I wrote a message of the day on BillO'Reilly.com today, and I said, look, this isn't a rally, and it's not an interview for Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to exaggerate. You don't have to entertain the MAGA people. All you have to do is bring in a set of facts. The American people already know they're paying way more for the essentials of life than they did under Trump.
That's right.
They know that.
Yeah.
And all you got to do is bring these facts in and say, why? What happened? And you don't have to be mean or nasty or condescending or call her stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You don't. Just run on your record, and you will then win in November.
Yeah.
But no one knows whether Donald Trump has the discipline to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about personal discipline.
Yeah. What's your sense? I mean, you've known him for decades.
Look, it depends what day it is with him. Anybody thinking they can predict what Donald Trump's going to do, or it's a fool's errand, you can't.
Okay.
It just depends.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I wrote a book called The United States of Trump. I explained his personality as best as anybody could ever explain it. He's a rich kid.
Yeah.
All right? He was raised in wealth. Those kind of people tend to do whatever they want to do. All right?
Yep.
If you've ever known a rich kid, I didn't know too many because I was brought up in a hard Scrabble environment.
Right.
I didn't know any rich kids. But once I got into high school and college, then I did. These people are different than you and me, Jeff.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
They're used to doing whatever they want to do. And that's Donald Trump.
Well, I'll tell you what. That is one of the things that many of us love about you, Bill. I mean, you're a guy that we could have been growing up with in the neighborhood, trying to think about getting to a good high school, saving money, working hard, getting to a college. It might have been a job that had a white collar or a blue collar, but it was always about working. And I really do believe after all of your time and all of your successes, that still comes true. It still comes through, Bill. It really does.
I've not changed, and I raised my kids the same way.
Yeah.
All right, we're working class Americans here.
Same.
All right, we work hard, we're honest, we do the best we can do, we love our country, we love our family, we respect our religion. That's who we are.
Yep.
Why would I change them? I mean, I know them all now. I know every powerful person in the country, I know all the Hollywood people, I know the athletes. I don't want to be them. Not to say they're all bad, they're not.
Right.
Some very, very fine people in those categories. But that attitude of entitlement that a lot of them have,
yep.
And Kamala Harris certainly has it.
Yeah,
I don't want any part of that. I'm not entitled to anything. I got to work for what I have.
I don't know about you. I don't trust anybody that's never gotten their hands dirty. That's all. I don't want to spend time with people who don't understand what hard work is about. I love having you here. As you know, I send people to BillO'Reilly.com. Do me a favor. Give another shameless plug, because it is going to be another bestseller. Confronting the Presidents is the best way to get it at BillO'Reilly.com or Amazon or some other way.
You know, it's up to you. I mean, we send them out real fast.
Yeah.
So we this week we shipped 50,000 copies on BillO'Reilly.com out.
Wow.
Amazon's good, and so is BarnesandNoble.com. They're all good.
Okay.
And you go to any bookstore. I mean, they still have bookstores in some neighborhoods. it's all over the place. So it's easy to get Confronting the Presidents. Our YouTube channel is, YouTube.com/BillO'Reilly. That's brand new. And then we live on BillO'Reilly.com.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of places where you can hear me bloviate. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Jeff. I'm glad you're doing well.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you being here. That is Bill O'Reilly. You've got to check it out. The latest book is called Confronting the Presidents. You make sure you get it. It is the behind-the-scenes inside look and analysis of each of these 45 men. And knowing Mr. O'Reilly, he's probably already written the chapters for after this next election. But you want to get this book right now. I know he said you get it at Amazon, which is fine. I would urge you go to BillO'Reilly.com, because while you're at BillO'Reilly.com, you can sign up for all of the other things Bill O'Reilly. Good guy. Always love having him here. That is Bill O'Reilly. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.